prison. It was Joy at Thika Main Prison after a man, who had been convicted to 30 years in prison for trafficking shush 5 million worth of narcotics 10 years ago, walked out both as a free man and a soon-to-graduate lawyer. This was after a successful appeal in the High Court where he was released before completing his sentence. Philip Matune's journey started when he was apprehended at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, JKIA, carrying the narcotics which led to his conviction and initial sentencing in the Milimani Law Courts. He was sent to the Industrial Area Prison, later transferred to Committee Maximum Prison and after serving 7 years there, which he terms the worst experiences in his life, was transferred to Thika Prison to complete his jail term. Through organizations like the UK-based NGO, Justice Defenders, which offers legal support to enable convicts access justice, Matune was sponsored to pursue legal studies. He pursued an online law degree at Strathmore University and is expected to graduate in December. He also trained as a paralegal officer and a sign language interpreter, opportunities which have helped him find purpose within prison walls. He began to use his new knowledge to assist other inmates with their legal challenges, and was highly regarded by other inmates and prison staff. Reflecting on his involvement with drug traffickers, Matune expressed deep regret. "I joined the wrong crowd, but prison has transformed me," he said. He now looks forward to building a new life after his release, with plans to start his own law firm and also help others in his community avoid the mistakes he made. Philip Matune, right? A man who had been convicted to 30 years in prison after being arrested with shush 5 million narcotics being escorted out of Thika Main Prison by a warden after serving for only 10 years following a successful appeal. Prison wardens at Thika Prison led by the officer in charge Hassan Woko had nothing but praise for him, describing him as intelligent, disciplined, and a man of few words. "He was always calm and focused," Woko said, adding that Matune's legal knowledge had been invaluable to his fellow inmates. He explained that Matune's story is a testament to the growing role of education and the ongoing prison reforms in the country, which have helped many inmates dream of a future beyond their convictions. He cited facilities like Thika and Committee Maximum, which he said are becoming academic hubs where inmates can pursue higher education and transform their lives, even while serving their sentences. Woko called on the public to embrace these reformed former convicts as they reintegrate into society, saying they have undergone complete transformations and are ready to contribute positively to their communities. "Most of them have changed, and they have a lot to offer," Woko emphasized. The Kenyan representative of Justice Defenders Meshack Otieno explained that the organization works closely with prisons to nurture inmates' potential and help them realize their dreams, even in the face of long sentences. Otieno emphasized that Matune's success story is just one of many unfolding in Kenya's prison system, where education and empowerment are giving prisoners the tools they need to build better futures. Meanwhile, Matune remains hopeful that his experiences will inspire others to avoid the path he once took. "I want to be a role model for young people, to show them that it's never too late to change," he said.